The 2019 Kansas City Membership Seminar, A Brief Introduction to the National Federation of the Blind by Daniel Garcia. From October of 2018 through January of 2019, the Kansas City chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri gained 9 new members. This explosive growth in membership is due to the work of the State Affiliate Membership Committee, as well as chapter members telling our story and asking blind and sighted people to join our ranks. To properly introduce these new members to the National Federation of the Blind, the chapter decided that we ought to have a membership seminar. Immediately after this decision had been made, I started working with chapter members Linda Blackwhite, Ruby Polk, and Willa Patterson to put together this seminar. Several telephone conference calls later, and all the details of the seminar had been carefully worked out, we were ready and eager to execute the plan. The 2019 National Federation of the Blind of Missouri Kansas City Chapter Membership Seminar was held at the Macedonia Baptist Church on Saturday, February 23, 2019. There were 27 people in attendance, and including the chapter board, 6 of the 9 new members, and a few potential new members. We all recited the NFB pledge, and then everyone introduced themselves. The first speaker was our state affiliate president, Sheila Wright, who gave a brief presentation on our history. President Wright explained that we were founded in 1940, and that though there was a dissension in the ranks in the late 1950s and early 1960s, our organization came through those turbulent times stronger than ever. She then outlined the NFB of Missouri's advocacy, legislative, and legal work to defend the rights of blind people. There was then a brief question and answer period during which Sam Jones, one of our new members who is a guide dog user, stated that a rental car company wanted him to pay a $150 surcharge on account of a service animal. After a brief discussion on the subject, I suggested to Sam that he contact our National Association of Guide Dog Users. It was then my turn to speak, and my topic was NFB philosophy. In my presentation, I outlined and explained some of the core principles of our philosophy. The NFB is an organization speaking for the blind. We reject the hierarchy of the sighted. It is respectable to be blind. Braille is the only means of literacy for the blind. The long white cane is both a tool and a symbol of independence for the blind. With the proper training and opportunity, blindness can be reduced to the level of a nuisance, and the problem of blindness is not blindness itself, but people's negative reactions and misconceptions about the capabilities of the blind. The next speaker was Ruby Polk, who serves on the board of directors of the Kansas City chapter as immediate past president. Ruby talked about the Kansas City chapter and about the roles of chapters in general. It is at the chapter level where most members are first introduced to the NFB and where people get the encouragement and support that builds their confidence and allows them to go forth and live the lives they want. She also emphasized the importance of chapters being the building blocks of the Federation. Next on the agenda was Willa Patterson, who has been a member of the NFB for 47 years. Willa explained the role of the State Convention and some of the programs of the NFB in Missouri, like the Bell Academy. She then went on to talk about the baby Michaela case, a Kansas City newborn who had been taken from her parents in 2010 solely because they were blind, to illustrate how low expectations of the blind can truly hurt people and the NFB of Missouri's strong advocacy in this area. The topic of the national organization and role of the national office was covered by Linda Blackwhite, who was the second vice president of the District of Columbia affiliate from 1993 to 1995, and the president of the Greater Washington, D.C. chapter from 1995 to 2011. Since Baltimore is nearby, she was privileged to often take her chapter members to our National Center for the Blind. To remind us that it takes funds to run the programs of the NFB and to maintain its headquarters, Linda then led the audience in singing the Pac-Man song. There was then a 20-minute break, which gave new and long-time members a chance to socialize. After I got everyone's attention again to resume the seminar, I requested that there be active audience participation. I asked everyone in attendance why they were federations. What followed was a very enthusiastic response. New and longtime members alike shared with us why they joined and why they stay in the Federation. The reasons for joining, as well as the manner in which they joined, might be different, but we are all united in the idea that we want to help ourselves and other blind people live the lives we want.